This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we'd love to hear from you. We invite you to come into the doctor's office for a quick consult. You can call us at 877-726-TALK. That's our number, 877-726-8255. Write it down, because each weekend from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we take your phone calls, and we share vital health information with you. So I wanted to start the hour by talking about insomnia. And one of the worst aspects of insomnia is that when you can't sleep, you're lying there and you're all alone, and it's a very isolating experience. Everybody else is asleep and you're awake, and then you listen to programs like this that talk about the health benefits of adequate sleep and the downsides of sleep deprivation, and you worry even more, and you work yourself up into a frenzy, and pretty soon you're sleep phobic. Just the idea of contemplating going to sleep is a bummer. Instead of looking forward to hitting the pillows, you tend to look at the bedroom as a torture chamber, as a place where you spend an hour upon unproductive hour, worrying, tossing, and turning to no avail. And so there's a recent anthropological study that should provide some reassurance to people who have difficulty sleeping at night and who sometimes make up for it by napping in the daytime. And I'm addressing you seniors out there, because that is definitely a pattern of senior sleep that some people find unavoidable. And they worry about it, and they think it's grossly abnormal, something that should be corrected, but they can't figure out a way around it. A new study of modern hunter-gatherers in northern Tanzania. I love this stuff because I studied anthropology in college. They live under primitive circumstances and live in groups of 20 to 30 people, little clans, almost the way that people live during, we imagine, the Stone Age, right? They just haven't advanced to agriculture and modern civilization. But the value of looking at these ancient peoples is that they may tell us a lot about how we're hardwired, about what our biological legacy is, what is truly normal. Because you see, they have no modern interferences with sleep. They have no synthetic lighting. They have no air conditioning. They have no heating. They sleep in truly a paleo way. And what's interesting is that although there's danger that surrounds them, there are actually lions and predators, and there's danger of marauding neighboring tribes. This tribe, the Hazda, typically don't post sentinels to keep watch throughout the night because they don't need to. And the reason is, and they did this study, and they looked at who's awake over a 24-hour cycle. And they found that about 99% of the time, from dusk till dawn and around the clock, at least someone is awake. And that is because of age-related differences in sleep patterns that ensure that at least one person is awake and paying attention to sounds and noises outside, perhaps heralding danger. And previous studies have made similar findings in birds, mice, and other animals. This is the first time it's been documented in people. So they say in this article here, a lot of older people go to doctors complaining they wake up early and can't get back to sleep. But maybe there's nothing wrong with them. Maybe some of the medical issues we have today could be explained not as disorders, but as a relic of an evolutionary past in which they were beneficial traits. So if you're up at night, you're tossing and turning, or say you have very early morning wake up, you're conforming to your evolutionary blueprint. And no, you're not in danger from marauding lions or savage tribes that may break through the perimeters of your encampment, but you are hardwired to sleep that way, as disconcerting as it may be and as unconforming it is to societal norms in modern times. It may be part of our evolutionary survival strategy. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And here's what I would call one of the does stories of the week. There were several this week. But it took a study to confirm this. Persistent mental distress linked to higher risk of death in heart patients. How about that? Stress? What stress? Stress? Could it be causing heart disease? Well, of course. This is something that we've long suspected, but no such association has been confirmed in previous studies of normal individuals. Yes, in people who've had recent heart attacks, they can retrospectively say, oh, stress was a factor. But this is the first time, believe it or not, that they did a study on relatively healthy individuals who were at some risk of heart disease to see if stress could be a factor increasing their risk of heart attack or dying. And guess what they found? They looked at an awful large number of people, and what they found was that indeed people who complained of persistent moderate distress were nearly four times as likely to have died of cardiovascular disease and nearly three times as likely to have died from any cause as those who said they had not been distressed at any of the assessments. And we know that this is a biologically plausible situation because, yes, stress hormones can cause the heart to race. They can raise the blood pressure. They can deprive the heart of essential circulation, providing oxygen and nutrients to the heart muscle. And this is a very, very real phenomenon. And the notion of heartbreak, heartache, the relationship between depression and cardiovascular disease, these are very real. And this study finally confirms it. All right, speaking of cardiovascular risk, high blood pressure is certainly one of the ways in which we head towards heart disease in this country. And last hour, we got a call from an individual who was on three different blood pressure medications, experiencing very serious fatigue. Chances are the combo of blood pressure medications he was on sapped him of energy and vitality. So it's always possible to control blood pressure eventually by piling on medication, but wouldn't it be great to have a natural way to lower your blood pressure? Well, there is a pathway to blood pressure control via a natural approach. It's the Zona Plus, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's based on grip. And many studies have been performed using this technology and confirm that it works. You just need to do it consistently for 4 to 8 weeks, and you could see an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Make sure you use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, and you can explore the benefits of the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us at 877-726-TALK for questions related to medicine and nutrition. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And genetic testing, is it legit? Can it offer you a prediction of, say, whether you're going to get Alzheimer's disease or breast cancer? Or is it not yet ready for prime time? We'll take a look at that in just a moment. But first, let's hear from Eva. Eva, is it? Welcome.
Thank you. I want to know between the algae fish oil, I guess, and the regular fish oil, what is the best? There is this guy that says that the fish oil or the DPA, DHA, whatever, is better from the algae rather than the fish.
I think you're saying TG. Isn't it TG fish oil, triglyceride fish oil? I mean, because the basic two kinds of super potent fish oils are ester and triglyceride. And triglyceride is the more natural form. Ester is the kind that is in prescription fish oils, you know, that you might get at the doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
But are you sure TG? I mean, where do you see TG?
No, it's algae. Made out of algae.
Oh, algae
from
fish oil.
From the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. Okay. Yeah, in my opinion, algae fish oil just doesn't cut it. It's just not as effective. This is, based on the idea that algae fish oil has some concentration of certain, you know, helpful nutrients like astaxanthin, and some cooked up studies, poor quality studies, that suggest that, you know, the pills are smaller, but the fish oil in them, the EPA and DHA within those smaller capsules, is more bioavailable. I just don't buy it. I've looked at that research and I find it very, very suspect. So, we're talking about krill oil, basically. Well, krill is different. Krill is actually not an algae. You know, algae-based fish oil is for people who don't want to use, anything that's an animal product. Okay, so there are some people who are ethical vegetarians. They know that fish oil comes from fish, live animals, and they want to use algae-based products. The algae-based products do offer an alternative. And they're particularly rich in DHA, and so it's a workaround. But it's, you know, if you can tolerate animal protein, you don't have any ethical vegetarian objections to it. I definitely would suggest the fish oil that you get from, you know, from True Fish. Our favorite, our brand here, and we're loyal to that sponsor. Is Carlson, and they've been making fish oil for, oh my goodness, you know, ever since I've been in practice, you know, 35, 40 years or more. They were around when I just got started, and they're very experienced, and they really make high quality products across the board, including really excellent quality vitamin E products. But that's what I would recommend to you, either the liquid form or the capsule form of the fish oil, not the algae form. The algae form, in my opinion, is for people who are, you know, they're just averse to taking something from animal sources. That, you don't qualify as an ethical vegan, do you?
No.
Okay. So, but, you know, I did throw in that kind of red herring about, we're talking fish, about krill oil. Krill oil is, there's a campaign to suggest that krill oil is superior to fish oil, and that's something that I just don't buy into. Krill is, it's an animal, it's a tiny crustacean, and you can extract EPA and DHA from krill, but, you know, this is a marketing ploy to say that krill oil is superior to regular fish oil, and, you know, I just don't buy it. I mean, it's a lot of advertising dollars going into promoting krill oil. But I just don't think that the science is there for krill oil as being superior to ordinary fish oil. You know, molecular grade, highly purified, concentrated fish oil is still the gold standard when it comes to delivering the benefits of EPA and DHA. But that's not the question you asked. You asked about algae. I just threw in the krill oil stuff as a bonus. All right, thanks for your question.
Thank you.
And yeah, my pleasure. It's okay. When we return, is your child going to be an athlete? Should you save for them to go to community college or to Harvard? Well, genetic testing promises to give you an answer. Is it legit? I'll share a story with you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these Harvest Fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we'll talk about genetic testing and a company that may have crossed the line in terms of making claims about predicting things based on a saliva sample. But first, let's talk to Marlene in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I was a patient. First, let me say I'm indebted to you. I was a patient of yours 20 years ago, and you cured me of three different conditions in 3 months, and I've been fine ever since.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. That's nice to hear.
And I will soon be 75.
Excellent.
I'm looking for a supplement or a protein drink to help me build muscle. Over a year ago, I suffered a hip tear, and I had to give up all my exercise and sports until it healed, and all that activity, the sitting around, aggravated previous conditions of tendonitis of hamstrings and tendons, mm-hmm. hips, and mm-hmm. bursa business. And in physical therapy, I would very soon plateau, and I could never advance to the yep. needed strengthening of the surrounding muscles, and my muscles were not firing, so yep. says my doctor. So I have increased my protein intake.
Okay.
But,
and that's just if you'll
yeah.
just pause for a second.
Sure.
You know, that is really important because what they previously thought is that they worried about people getting too much protein. You know, as you get older, your kidneys don't function that well. And they thought that, it's, older people, they can get along with minimal amounts of protein. It turns out that older people actually require more protein than younger people. For precisely the reasons that you've described, they suffer from what's called sarcopenia, which is muscle loss. You know, you get an injury, you sit around, you lose muscle, but it's so hard to regain that. The problem, however, is that intake of protein doesn't guarantee that the protein's getting to where you want it to go. So that's why, athletes sometimes take these massive vats of protein powder in an effort to get huge, but it's not so much a matter of the amount of protein you need to take in that's going to instantaneously jump into your biceps. It's how well you absorb it, and also your overall metabolism that will shuttle the protein that you take in dietarily to your muscles. And some of that has to do with hormones, declining levels of hormones. Yeah.
So I can't eat enough protein according to the kilogram numbers,
right.
by weight, because I only weigh 110 pounds, and so I'm small,
mm-hmm.
and so I think most of the muscle supplements out there, as you said, they're not
right.
really targeted
well,
to
here's
me.
Here's one that actually could help, and that's it's demonstrably helpful in older individuals, according to studies, and it's an amino acid called leucine, L-leucine. It's spelled L-L-E-U-C-I-N-E. And I would recommend that you take anywhere from 2 to 3 grams of that daily. And another one that seems to enhance growth hormone production and actually tastes quite sweet when you mix it into water is L-glutamine. If you took a couple of grams of L-glutamine daily, that wouldn't hurt either. So the other issue, and if you were seeing me, it's been 20 years. Sometimes we don't mind seeing people again. Would be to take a look at your hormone levels and, in men, testosterone is well tolerated. In women, not so well tolerated because we don't want you to, develop chin hair or lose, get receding hairline like, male pattern alopecia. But DHEA is well tolerated by both men and women, and it actually enhances muscle mass and muscle strength. And that might be something to investigate because, as you get progressively weaker, this may be under
control of your hormones. You know, things like growth hormone and DHEA could govern your muscle metabolism. And through deficiency of those things, you might be shrinking, as often happens as you age. So that's worth looking at. I'm pretty sure that if you're listening to this program and you follow my recommendations, you have adequate vitamin D. That's also associated with muscle strength in older individuals. And so there are a variety of considerations. You may also consider carnitine as a way of strengthening muscles. That's something that may help as well. You know, 2 grams of carnitine daily might be something that could augment your muscle mass and strength. Yeah?
Okay. How much glutamine would I take?
You could take a couple of grams of, well, actually, glutamine is well tolerated even at high doses. You could take a teaspoon of glutamine dissolved in water once or twice a day. That would be probably enough to spike your growth hormone production a little bit, enough to maybe enhance your muscle strength. It's a trick used sometimes by bodybuilders. Many of the formulas are laced with glutamine to enhance growth hormone production endogenously, you know, by yourself without the injections. That could make a difference.
You know,
so those are
I'll
some
try.
General suggestions.
Okay,
so
great. Thanks.
So I'm pleased to hear that you've done well after so many years. It's really gratifying to hear from an old patient.
I listened to you before then, and I'm still listening. So there you go.
Okay. Well, hopefully, 20 years later, we can go 4 for 4.
I'll make an appointment.
Okay. Anytime
okay,
you like.
Bye.
Thank you so much for your call. All right. This is an important question. Is there a way, based on a saliva sample, to predict a wide variety of characteristics? For example, is your child going to be an athlete? There's a service that actually purports to tell you whether your child is gifted athletically, has genetic potential for endurance, athleticism, muscle strength, fast twitch fibers that are associated with higher likelihood of athletic excellence. Should you save for them to go to community college or Harvard because they're tests that actually measure genes that are associated with mental aptitude? Or will you get Alzheimer's? Or will you get breast cancer? There are genetic tests that are predictive of that as well. And these companies are proliferating, and it's very intriguing because people want even better prognostication. Also, there are companies that sell tests to tell you whether you need certain nutrients. And I've looked at those companies, and I've come away unconvinced because while we know a little bit about genetics, we don't know that much. And we're in our early stage of understanding this. So here's a company in California that may have gone a little too far. And it addresses something that certainly is a big concern, which is the risk for opioid dependency. The company in question is called Prove, P-R-O-O-V-E. And Prove sells a kit to doctors so the doctors can test patients who they're about to prescribe painkillers for to see if they're likely to become opiate dependent. Now, this, in principle, is a great idea because we have a vast opioid epidemic in this country. And part of the problem is that when you prescribe a painkiller to someone who's in genuine pain, you don't know how liberal to be, and you don't know whether potentially you're doing them a huge disservice because they might get hooked real fast. And some of this, no question, is genetic. Some people have addictive genes. So the company was marketing this test, but they just got busted. Officers from both the FBI and the Department of Health and Human Services delivered a subpoena and executed a search warrant and removed documents from the company's office. This is also sometimes known in popular vernacular as a raid. You know, officers from the government come and take your files. And it's a nasty situation for the company. Proof issued a press release shortly thereafter, insisting that, quote, there was no raid, there have been no arrests, no indictments, but they are under investigation. And part of the problem is the test is questionable, according to the government. They haven't proven that the test is even accurate at predicting whether people are going to be at risk for opiate addiction. According to the company, they say they've done studies, and the accuracy of their test is measured by statistical methods range from 77% to as high as 98% in terms of predicting who gets hooked and who won't get hooked. The other problem is the inducements that Prove gave to doctors, promising them $30 for each person they enrolled in a study of genetic tests. In an aggressive marketing campaign, they claimed that a typical doctor could make $144,000 a year in, quote, research fees. Any doctor would welcome that additional source of income, particularly these days. Without ever conducting any actual research, and this raised questions about Prove's incentive strategies. Again, in the popular vernacular, this is called a kickback. You know, $30 for every patient you refer us. And, oh, by the way, if you're too busy to do the paperwork, the Prove people were very happy to put their employees in your office and fill out the paperwork for you. So between a dubious methodology and aggressive marketing, this company is in trouble. And I say these tests have tremendous potential for predicting disease, for telling us whether you need a large dose or small dose of a medication. This is called personalized medicine, for predicting which cancers might respond to certain cancer drugs. For example, if you have breast cancer, you might get standard therapy without genetic testing. With genetic testing, it might tell us that you're uniquely likely to respond to one or another medication based on your genetics and the genetics of your cancer. It's also true that some people are fast metabolizers and slow metabolizers of certain drugs. That's why some people are thrown for a loop when they take medication. For other people, the medication doesn't work until you jack the doses sky high. And that's based also on genetics and can be predicted from a simple cheek swab or saliva test. Your likelihood of responding to psychiatric medications. Some people respond to SSRI medications, other people don't. One company markets a test that predicts your likelihood of responding to various medications. Is this pseudoscience? Is this too far ahead of the curve? There's a big debate going on in medicine about the value of these tests. But when it comes to this particular company, they're certainly under the gun and may or may not survive the onslaught of the feds, who think that it's a bridge too far to assume that you can use a saliva test to demonstrate your likelihood of becoming an addict when given pain medication. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take more of your phone calls in just a moment when we return to Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Why are two black pastors suing Coca-Cola. It's an interesting story. The complaint filed in D.C. Superior Court Thursday on behalf of the pastors and the Praxis Project, a public health group, alleges that Coke and the American Beverage Association ran an intentional campaign to confuse consumers about the causes of obesity. And is it a coincidence that these two pastors are African-American? Well, no, because there are social justice implications to this lawsuit, because who drinks the most soda? Survey shows that of soda that's consumed, of 16% by whites, 21% by blacks, 23% by Hispanics, and the rest by other racial designations. And so you can see that the black and Hispanic populations, disproportionate consumers of harmful soda. And so is there an insidious campaign by big soda to get poor minorities hooked on soda? Well, that's not precisely what they're alleging, but the implication is that one of the things that's holding back these communities is their over-reliance on junk food. There is no question that, partially because of a lack of understanding of the consequences, partially as a result of what are called food deserts, where it's difficult to buy foodstuffs of quality, that underrepresented minorities in this country are the targets of health scourges. You know, if you're rich and affluent in this country, you're thin and svelte. It's a complete reversal of the situation where if you were poor, you were underweight and starving. Now, the poor have a very high incidence of obesity, and it's the rich who can afford the gyms and the organic food, and also are perhaps more image conscious. Adult obesity rates by race and ethnicity, among whites, it's 33%, fully one-third. That's bad enough. But among blacks, it's 47.8%, Hispanics, 42.5%. And so there you have it. There's a real inequality. Inequality is the word when it comes to the health risks associated with diet. So the interesting fact here is that minority communities have historically been allies of large soda makers because those companies have, in effect, bought off minority advocacy groups, including the NAACP. But some of this is just good public relations and community relations. This has been labeled a campaign of deception, and in effect, money has been bestowed on the leadership of major Latino and black organizations. They say that, quote, the leaders of many of these organizations, like the average layperson, are just not aware of the science. And so this lawsuit represents a shift in attitude. The very community that was cultivated by Big Soda is now pushing back against inroads by Big Soda. And what they're saying, the basis of this campaign is that they claim that soda is not related to obesity when the facts are otherwise. Famously, Coca-Cola Senior Vice President Katie Bain recently told a USA Today reporter that, quote, there is no scientific evidence that connects sugary beverages to obesity. And clearly, in the New England Journal of Medicine, way back in 2011, they found that people who drank an extra soda per day gained more weight over time than those who did not. And so it's kind of like the situation with big tobacco in the 60s and 70s. Oh, cigarette smoking has not been proven to be associated with any major disease. Think again. This may just be the beginning of a firestorm of lawsuits aimed at big soda. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more Intelligent Medicine content. Subscribe to our newsletter. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.